My wife, my son, and I were walking across the parking lot talking, and all of a sudden the people who were walking in front of us whirled around, and the lady said, "I know that voice." Well, I'm always afraid when somebody says that to me. I wonder if it's like somebody I, like, what, you know, owe money to. But this does happen every once in a while, and sometimes it's someone I do owe money to. But more often than not, it's someone who somehow has come into contact with this particular voice over the radio, and usually on a lot of occasions. In fact, in the past, my son has said to me, "Dad, would you please talk in a different voice today? We just don't want anybody to know who it is." So I considered talking like this sometimes, you know, but that then they weren't interested in that. No, it's not that bad. It's really nice to meet some people who are friends by way of radio. People say to me, "Oh, I know that voice." Well, of course, they happen to tune into the radio the same time every day. They happen to hear this voice a lot. In fact, one person came up to me and right in the middle of a Christian bookstore, and they said, "Hey, you sound just like yourself." Yeah, yeah. Actually, I'm not the only one. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a familiar voice. Our word for today from the Word of God, John chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. Jesus is speaking of himself as the Good Shepherd, and he says, "His sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Then he goes on to say to us later in the chapter, "I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice." He keeps saying that over and over again. Listen to my voice. And then in John 10:27, Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Jesus says here that the strategic issue in the life of one of his sheep, and that's you and me if you've given your life to Christ, is that they be able to recognize their shepherd's voice. And they can. The sheep do because they hear the shepherd's voice all the time. They're used to listening to it. Someone who's involved in the ministry asked me the other day, "Ron, how can you really know God's will when you're making a major decision?" You have to be able to recognize Jesus' voice saying, "Follow me this way," in the middle of all the other voices. You can't recognize Jesus' voice in the major decisions if you haven't been listening to his voice every day. See, God's will for your life isn't three or four major decisions. It's 1,000 daily obediences. Lord, what's your will for today? You open his book. You seek personal daily orders for today. You apply that verse to something you're facing today. And then you obey the Lord consciously in that particular area. You do what his voice said to do. God's will, then, is the day becoming a week, becoming a month, and then eventually a month becomes a God's will year. And through each daily obedience, he is making you into the right person who will be at the right place, at the right time, with the right people. So you walk naturally into his will for your future, one day at a time. But you cannot skip his daily broadcasts, his daily, "I want to have a word with you today." You follow your Lord on a 24-hour basis. He'll lead you where you ought to be because he's just a good leader. You have to be able, though, to recognize his voice. And God sounds just like himself. Listen to him regularly. And when you're looking for a special leading, for a special decision, you'll sense his pull. And you know what you're going to say? "I know that voice."